Hello, friends. It's time for the News Talk 94.9 WSJM Morning Announcements with yours truly, Jim Gifford, and my partner in crime, Spencer Rivers. Brought to you by the good people at Special Light Indicator in Benton Harbor. And there is a good chance that you have walked through a special light door when you go into a local restaurant or visit a school or a store or walk into a manufacturing plant. So thank you to Special Light Indicator in Benton Harbor and enjoy your morning announcements.
Spencer, I just learned something that I did not know up until just now.
Oh?
Gary Peters is the problem.
Oh.
At least until next hour when we find out that John James is the problem.
No.
Oh, dear God. Good morning, everybody. Here's my Monday morning, end of August plea for a quieter, saner, less violent, more productive week. You think we could have one of those?
I don't know. I think we're back in the 60s or something.
Oh, man. I don't know. I doubt if we will, especially since Mr. Trump has decided he's going to Kenosha tomorrow. That'll probably go great. So, I'm not sure why, but last week really got to me. Just all the anger and the despair and the hopelessness expressed by so many. It was at best deflating and at worst depressing. And I know this isn't going to happen, but if I didn't hear about Kenosha or Portland or tweet storms this week, that would be just fine.
Yeah.
It ain't going to happen, but can we at least try to act like compassionate humans this week? That'd be nice to start off a new month. Can you believe it's the end of August?
That's hard to believe. Hard to believe.
I know. But also, on the upside of thing, we wrap up this month and begin next month with the Cubs in first place in the American or the National League Central. Mm-hmm. The White Sox tied for first place in the American League Central. And the Tigers back to 500.
Yep.
So
1-5 in a row.
How about that? So there's some hopefulness, I guess, at least on the home front as far as baseball fans are concerned. So that's all good news. Speaking of the sports, I watched a little bit over the week. You know what was on last night? An old, 1994 football game between the Lions and
Dallas
Cowboys.
That was on Fox Sports Detroit, if I remember.
Yeah, Classic or something like that. Fox Sports Detroit Classic or whatever it was. But just to see Barry Sanders again.
Mm-hmm.
That was a treat. And he was looking good, too. I don't know whether they won that game or not, but it was just fun to see him. But mostly what I was watching any sports over the weekend, I was watching the BMW Championship on the PGA Tour. And holy moly. First of all, I couldn't figure out what their problem was. The sound was just nuts. It was like it was like either they were holding the tournament inside a NASA wind tunnel or alongside some sort of a rushing river with class 6 rapids. I mean, it was just so like a constant roaring sound. And it was, you know, I'm watching the trees and there didn't appear to be that significant of wind out there at the time. And I just couldn't, and they never fixed it. And I couldn't figure out where it was coming. It was driving me nuts for a while. But then it just kind of settled into my brain, kind of like my tinnitus. After a while, you don't know it's there. And good thing, too, and I'm glad I stuck it out to the end because the finish was just amazing with Dustin Johnson hitting like a 40-some foot putt on the 18th to force it in overtime.
Hmm.
And then John Rahm hitting like a 66-foot putt on the first hole of the playoff for a birdie in the win. It was just... It was good. Good golf. So the FedEx Cup thing is now down to 30 players, and it's pretty exciting stuff. So that's part of what I was doing this week. And while we're on the subject of the TV, a couple of things you might want to consider that I watched over the weekend. There's a movie out called The Founder on Netflix. I guess it's like 3 or 4 years old. And it's got Michael Keaton and Laura Dern and Nick Offerman from Parks and Rec and Linda Cardellini. You know who she is?
No.
It's a story of, she was in Freaks and Geeks way back when and has been in a whole bunch of stuff down through. She's a good actress. Anyway, it's a story of Ray Kroc and the building of the McDonald's empire. They do not portray Mr. Kroc as a very nice man. And from what I've read, the movie was pretty historically accurate. So, did not portray him in a positive light. Kind of a loser, Willie Loman type salesman, who then turns into an obsessive, driven bully who just screwed over the McDonald's brothers because he didn't come up with McDonald's.
Right.
It was two guys named McDonald's in San Bernardino, California. And he was selling milkshake machines at the time and came upon them and decided that he was going to take their idea and franchise it. And they let him run with it. And he eventually pushed them out of the business and screwed them over and wouldn't allow them to even hang their name on their own restaurant. And they ended up going under. I mean, he paid them off. They each got like $1 million-some dollars. But still, he came across as a real jerk.
Well.
But it was a good movie. How was your weekend? What'd you do? Anything exciting?
Oh, not particularly exciting. Relaxing, and that's what we wanted to do. So yeah.
You didn't go traveling or anywhere?
No. Where'd we go? I forgot. I know we went to Coloma Dairy Queen, then we went to Hager Park and hung out there for a while.
How's the beach there?
Actually, we didn't go down in the beach. Yeah. We sat in the car and ate our DQ Blizzards.
Hey, so. Well, there you go. Was it busy there?
No, not too bad. Yeah. It's a very nice park.
Yeah, it is nice along there. There is no doubt about that. I had an encounter with the elusive, seldom seen a black masked census taker on Saturday.
Oh.
She was delightful. She was just, I've never seen anybody out doing census taking. And there she was. She had asking me a couple of questions about an apartment building she was trying to get a hold of some people in. And just cheerful as all get out and out there, you know. They're in that phase of the census now, coming to your house if you did not fill out the forms.
And shame on you if you didn't.
That's right. So, and... answer the damn door if they knock on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're out and about and they're into that phase of it. I think, do they have to have it wrapped up, what, by the end of September? They changed the due date on that so that they made it earlier than what they originally expected because they said they need that time to get all the numbers tabulated before the end of the year, so... Anyway, the census takers are out there. And I also crossed paths with Jesus on Saturday.
Well, that's good to hear.
It was right there on his front license plate.
Oh.
So I didn't know he was around these parts.
I didn't know he was driving.
I wouldn't have pegged Jesus for a Ford F-150 guy. But I guess if you're going to be hauling around loaves of bread and fish and jugs of wine, you got to have a truck, right?
Well, yeah. Wow.
So anyway, that was my weekend. Oh, that's not how it started. Remember how hot it was Friday?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Guess what happened at my house on Thursday?
Well, I think I heard something about an air conditioning not working anymore.
Yeah, it crapped out. The system is as old as the house, and the house is just over 30 years old. So, So it's done. I mean, I've repaired it a couple of times, and I put in a new fan in the outside unit a couple of years ago, and now it's just done. So now I'm going through the estimate process, and boy, that's delightful. Let the estimating begin. I've had three guys in so far. Uh-huh. I've gotten back two quotes.
Okay.
Just holy crap. Wow.
Oh, really?
I've saved some money for it, but wow.
Oh, dear.
I guess it's the basic lifeblood of your home, but still, wow. That's a lot of money. So, you know, I'm waiting for the rest of the quotes to come in, and then we'll see, you know, how much of my other possessions I have to sell to make this work.
Well, maybe I'll get them in by October or something.
I am thoroughly thankful that the heat broke after Friday, because if we're going to have, you know, a late summer or early fall heat wave, that would have been brutal. But this week is looking good.
So did you and your wife ask each other, is it hot in here or is it just me?
Oh, we knew what the answer was. It was all of us, and all of us because we had the granddaughter over then, too. Mm. And being the brilliant people that we are, we decided that Friday night that we would christen the new patio and fire pit with a campfire.
Oh.
But, you know, we waited until nighttime, so mm-hmm. you know, it wasn't oppressive out there.
How was it? Did everything go well?
Yeah, everything went fine. And then I am so intrigued by and appreciative of the innocence of youth. Because while we're hanging around there and with the campfire and toasting some marshmallows mm-hmm. and just having a good old time with our little six-year-old, I saw the first star of the evening, and so I pulled her over and I said, "Hey, look at that. And you can make a wish on the first star that you see at night."
Oh,
you
know,
starlight, okay. Star bright, first mm-hmm. star I see tonight. So we went through that. I taught her that. And I said, "Now you know, you've said that. Now you make your wish to yourself. If all goes well, you know, it'll come true." I didn't fully explain the process, though, because she then, after she made the wish, and then made the mistake of telling us, because you're supposed to keep it secret. But she says, well, because she had wished for a pink computer.
Oh.
She's a girly girl. Mm. But all of a sudden she got really concerned and asked, how is that not going to break when it comes down? Because she thought it was going to come shooting out of the star, out of the sky. And apparently land on our patio.
Oh.
So then we had to do a little fuller explanation on how the whole wish upon a star thing works. But it was just so cute, and it was just so funny. And just like I said, the innocence of youth just brings a smile to your face. So anyway, if that works for her, if she does end up getting her pink computer and I don't win the lottery, then there's something wrong because I wished on the next star that I saw.
Wish she had a new air conditioner.
Well, I wished on the lottery because that can take care of a lot of other things.
Oh, okay.
As well. So, you know. I'll let you know if that happens. But as they say, don't hold your breath.
No, I try not to do that anyway.
News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM 641. Jim Gifford and Spencer Rivers, good morning.
Beautiful morning on this beautiful morning. On this beautiful, beautiful morning. Here it is. Driving down
highway. Spencer, I wouldn't mind having a morning like this every morning.
Would you?
Nice and cool. Well,
I'd rather sleep in, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, there is that aspect of it. I hadn't considered that. I tried sleeping in on, Sunday morning?
Yeah.
Honest, there was, I don't know what was going on, some sort of a crow convention in my in my backyard, and I don't know what time they started. It seemed like 4 in the morning. My God, they wouldn't shut up. It just kept getting louder, and I was ready to go find a BB gun.
We always have a fan going in the bedroom.
Is that drowned out other stuff?
Oh, yeah, because the road is fairly close to our, Riverside Road is fairly close to our house, and mm-hmm. your motorcycles and the pickup trucks that need exhaust work.
What's your fan's name?
Genesis, I think it's called.
It's not Bob.
No.
It's not your biggest
Actually,
fan.
We got the window unit in the window air conditioning in the bedroom window, so yeah. We just run that.
Yeah, I never have a problem going to sleep or anything with or without noise. I mean, I usually get the radio going or a podcast going to fall asleep with, but that stupid crow, or crows, I don't know how many were out there, but they were... They were either having a good time or they were angry. I couldn't tell which.
Maybe they wanted you to get up or
something. Worse than a stupid rooster. All right, page two of your morning announcements here on the final day of August. The kids are going back to school this week. Those that are, more on that later. If you need something to read, there's another tell-all book out about the Trump White House. This is 23.
Oh,
there have been 23 books written either by former acquaintances or members of the staff or reporters with access to them. 23, and they're still in office. Anyway, this one is the former best friend, allegedly, of Melania Trump. Her name is Stephanie Wolkoff. And she apparently, amongst other things, helped coordinate the inaugural. And then, according to her, she was thrown under the bus because it didn't go very well. Why the bus was going by, I don't know.
Huh.
But still, amongst other things, the book is called Melania and Me, The Rise and Fall of My Friendship with the First Lady. And amongst the things that comes out in the book, she says, Melania wanted to block Ivanka's face from appearing in photos of Donald Trump taking the oath of office in a maneuver that she called Operation Block Ivanka.
Well, what's going on with that?
Some jealousies, I guess, between the wife and the daughter-in-law or the stepdaughter-in-law or whatever she is. So. And also over the weekend, the New York Times did a deep dive into Steve Mnuchin's past. He's the Secretary of the Treasury. They talked to his family members, many of whom expressed dismay and disgust over his relationship with President Trump. And one of those was Mnuchin's own father, who apparently started to cry when he was asked about the path that his son was taking.
No, oh, dear.
It just never stops. I don't know whether you're not into the Twitter thing. I know that, but I don't know if you saw any news stories about this from over the weekend, or maybe it was late last week. Hmm. But apparently, you know who Jim Gaffigan is?
Oh, sure.
The comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Has a reputation as a clean comedian, you know, mm-hmm. kind of a family-friendly guy, right. That kind of thing. He's the guy behind Hot Pockets. You know, he did the whole bit on Hot Pockets.
Oh, okay.
Early on in his career, and that kind of gave him some, you know, gave him a leg up, if you will. But he's been he's been very successful. And he's apparently doing a lot of stuff online. He's got a very successful YouTube channel and so on and so forth. And he had secured a regular spot as a contributor to CBS Sunday Morning.
Right.
Just kind of a humorous mm-hmm. look at this and that, and particularly a lot of family-oriented stuff because he has five kids.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they've been stuck in their Manhattan or wherever, New York... home, walk-up townhouse, whatever he lives in. But anyway, he went on a Twitter rant late last week and just went off on the current administration and the people that support it. And it got brutal. I mean, throwing F-bombs and just completely out of character for Jim Gaffigan. And there was a whole bunch of responses about how he was throwing away his career, and then a lot of support and a lot of concern saying, wow, you know, this political climate, or in many cases, this administration broke Jim Gaffigan. And it just, and then he quieted down, he came back and I don't know if he did. He didn't really apologize. He just kind of, you know, explained, you know what was going on there. But I'm wondering if it might have gotten him bounced from CBS Sunday Morning because he wasn't on this week. Now, I don't know if he's on every week or not. I haven't paid that close of attention. I know he's on regularly, but he was not on this week.
That's right. You're right. I didn't see him.
The only commentary was John Meacham. I'm wondering, I mean, that's just totally out of the realm of what CBS Sunday Morning is all about. I mean,
oh, yeah, it's a family.
That's kind of an oasis from all of the, you know, the junk that's going on out there. I mean, they talk about current events and the news and that kind of stuff, but it's mostly feature stuff.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You know, and most of it's feel-good kind of thing. And they did a real nice piece on Olivia Newton-John this
Sunday. Yeah, it was a repeat.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted, he wasn't there, and I thought, wow, I wonder if that Twitter rant got him... got him bounced from CBS Sunday Morning. I've not read anything to suggest that he has, but you never know.
I'm still waiting for them to do a piece on Bobby and Sissy, because I haven't heard anything about them in years now.
Well, now I didn't see them specifically, but I saw that the whole Lawrence Welk crew were on some sort of a fundraising special for PBS over
there. Really?
It's fundraising time for public broadcasting.
Well, I missed that. Oh,
and they had some sort of a reunion thing with all those people. And I saw, you know, dialing around, I saw a couple of minutes of this and that.
Oh, how'd they look?
I didn't, old. just like you and me.
They didn't dance or anything?
Well, I didn't see Bobby and Sissy. The only one I saw was some guy playing a piano, some guy playing a clarinet, and I didn't recognize them. But apparently they were regulars from the old Lawrence Welk Orchestra.
Okay. I remember the guy played the accordion, although his name escapes me right now.
Florin?
Florin. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't see any of those guys. I'm sure they were on at some point, but like I said, I watched for a couple.
That lady that used to play the upright piano, was her Joanne somebody?
It's funny when you go back and watch those things. Honestly, those people look like automatons. They look robotic.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that.
And, man, the colors, just everybody dressed in orange. Orange leisure suits.
I had a blue one. I remember
orange
that.
Orange chiffon, you know, hoop skirts. It cracks me up. Nancy will walk through the living room. Why are you watching that? And I pretty much have to respond, I'm not sure. because it both fascinates and amuses me for some reason.
To tell her, the Lennon sisters are coming on.
So anyway, speaking of the interwebs, and we were moments ago on the whole Jim Gaffigan thing. I was delighted this weekend to find a substitute for the Sunday Funnies, which we don't get on Sundays anymore. We get now in the weekend edition. If you get the Herald Palladium, that comes on Saturday. So there's no... The Sunday Funnies come on Saturday.
Okay.
Because they don't publish on Sunday anymore.
Oh.
Or Monday, for that matter. That all comes on Saturday. But I was... happy to see a substitute for that in a hilarious, from my perspective, fast food takedown in the call and response format that Facebook is so familiar with and famous for on the Southwest Michigan Food Critics page.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about a soap opera.
Some poor woman had a nightmarish experience with the Stevensville McDonald's that resulted apparently in her yelling at the help that she would never be back again.
I saw that, yep.
And that, of course, resulted in responses, the call and response thing here from her fellow fast food warriors. that trashed virtually every other fast food restaurant in the county from Hartford to Niles and everywhere in between, except for Dowagiac. For whatever reason, Dowagiac got a rave review.
Oh, well, good.
But that just cracks me up at how serious people get about their meals at fast food drive-thrus. Just, I don't know. What are your expectations, people? I'm just happy that there's a burger in the bag when I leave. I don't care.
You know, I've heard nothing but rave reviews about the Arby's down the street here.
Yeah? Yeah, I can't say that I've ever seen them get anything but, good reviews on. And I don't see much of that, but the funny ones are when people are dissed by either the service or the food, and particularly at fast food. That just cracks me up.
I can't get any service at Hot Now anymore.
I know. You can sit there for years and not get anything. Hey, they had another water rescue over the weekend up in South Haven.
Yes, they did.
A woman got swept off the pier. Guy jumped in to save her. She made it to the beach. He had to be rescued. Guess he's okay. And then according to Brandon Hins up with the South Haven safety
area emergency services.
Is that what it is?
Shays, yeah.
That's way too long. They just need to be called police. Anyway, he said that multiple people were swept from their peat or from their feet on the pier. From their peat? From their feet on the pier. I was combining two words there. Bystanders throwing life rings from the pier to these people that have been swept off. And there was a teen swept off a break wall up in Petoskey over the weekend. Yes, he's okay, too.
So. Now they have the red flags out. Yeah. I don't understand why people, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I guess this new, with the high level, with lake levels, people may not understand how easy it is to get knocked off your peat, or off your feet, rather, by water coming up over the pier. So there's a lake-related feel-good story this morning, too. Apparently a little curiosity and some determination and some good fortune helped turn what could have been a tough day for some woman from Boyne City into a feel-good. Good Lord, I can't speak. It's time to retire, Spence. You want this gig?
No.
Time for a feel-good story. A couple of kids swimming in Lake Michigan up near Leland. They saw something float in the water. Thought it was just garbage. Discovered instead that it was an envelope with a check, $125 in cash, and driver's license inside.
Oh, wow.
So they started looking around the area to see if they could find who it belonged to. Nobody on site. So the mom that night started searching Facebook, found out the owner lived in Des Moines City. They drove over there to her house. She wasn't there. Tried one more time. Luckily, she and her husband were home. Family got the money, the ID, all that. So life is good.
Wow.
So good for those kids.
That's going above and beyond.
Above and beyond. That's right up near Leland as well. Above and beyond Michigan. All right, so there's page two of your morning announcements here on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. The Bloomberg Money Minute is coming. But we've got sports first and up next.